Boker tov, shavua tov, shtabach shemo. We're back. Okay, picking right up where we left off, we're in Or Letzion, Chelek Bet, Chochma Musar, Amud Tzadi Bet. Starting off with a bang, Ahavat HaTorah VeLomdeha. Ah, what a way to start off this man. Ahavat HaTorah. Uchmo Shasim, he was speaking about Midat HaAhava. Uchmo Shasimcha BeTovat Kol Echad MiYisrael BeInyani HaOlam HaZeh, he siman LeAhavat Hashem. In general, when a person is successful, when a person is happy in Olam Hazeh, that's a siman of Ahavat Hashem, that, you know, a person has a good working relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekin Am Yisrael banav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'anu smechim b'simchatam. Kach gam ha-simcha v'ha-chavivut el lomdei ha-Torah, v'chol mizgeret sh'tiyeh, v'af le-tinokot shel Bet Rabban ha-oskim b'Torat Hashem, mar'e Ahavat Hashem. When you're happy for another Jew, that's an extension of Ahavat Hashem. You know, there's some people who are tzare'ayin. They can't handle when other people are successful. It's a terrible midah. It's not only jealousy. It's like, I can't, in Yiddish there's a word, fargin. I can't handle when somebody else is successful. Terrible. That's a terrible, terrible midah. You be successful too, Be'ezat Hashem. But what does it hurt you? Be happy when somebody else is successful. He says another extension of Ahavat Hashem is what? Is Ahavat Talmidei Chachamim. I remember Maran Zichrono Levracha loved every Jew. Mamash, Ba'asher Hu. But you can tell that when a Talmid Chacham, Bnei Torah, you know, Lomdei HaTorah came to visit him, it was like a different dimension, completely different thing. You could see that he would start melting. Mamash, Wa'ay Talmidei Chachamim, Lomdei Torah. Mamash. She'anu smechim b'chol davar ha'mevi korat ruach lefanav. When a person's able to be happy about things that make Hashem happy, that's Ahavat Hashem. Torah and Lomdei HaTorah make Hashem happy. Ubifrat b'Torah shechaviva meod lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kli chemda. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favorite thing. V'chin b'nogea lechachmei Yisrael ma'avirim lechlal Yisrael lederkei ha'chaim shelemedim min HaTorah. Ki ha'ohev talmidei chachamim mechamat sha'oskim b'Torah, v'echreach gam ha'ohev t'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'arei talmidei chachamim הם עבדיו הנאמנים של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Yeah, תלמידי חכמים are, you know, everybody, we're all children of הקדוש ברוך הוא. But who's הקדוש ברוך הוא's inner circle? Right, who's the VIPs? That's תלמידי חכמים. They're the ones who, בעלי המסורת, they pass on the Torah and דרכי החיים to all of Am Yisrael. And when you're happy with them and מכבד אותם, by extension, that is a reflection of Ahavat Hashem. וכך משמע מדברי הגמרא. שמעון העם סוני היה דורש כל עתים שבתורה. כשהגיע לעת אדוני אלוהיך תירה, עמד ופירש. שמעון העם סוני, the Gemara says, some say it was Nechemiah העם סוני. Every time the Torah said the word it, it's interesting because in Lashon HaKodesh, it by itself doesn't really have a meaning. So every time the Torah said the word it, he would expound it, make a drasha. When he got to את השם אלוקיך תירא ואותו תעבוד, this week's parasha, he pulled back. What? I'm supposed to add on to fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is in his own realm. So what am I supposed to be doing? How can I add on to something like that? What did he do? He backed off. But what? Rabbi Akiva came and said, don't back off. What did Rabbi Akiva tell him to add? Tam de Chachamim. But listen, ביקשה מהרשה, שהרי בפסוקים שלפני כן כתוב, ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך, ומדוע לא פירש מדרשותיו כבר שם? Even before then, the Maharsha asks, before the pasuk of את השם אלוקיך תראה, it says, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, what are you going to say by that it? That's also a reference to הקדוש ברוך הוא. So why didn't he back off then? Why is he waiting till this pasuk to back off? Look what the Maharsha answers. ויש שתרצו שלא בכל העת מי הדורש, אלא רק עת שבתחילת הפסוק. Some answer that he wasn't really Doresh every single it in the Torah, just the ones in the beginning of a Pasuk. Okay, one answer. Meharsha says, one up. אבל מהרשה תירץ ששמעון העם סוני היה סובר שאומנם אפשר לאהוב תלמיד חכמים, אבל לירה מהם לא שייך. קירת השם נובעת מחמת שהוא בעל היכולת להעניש. ואיך אפשר לייחס לבני אדם אלוהות? שמעון העם סוני, he says, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, to love Talmidei Chachamim like you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can love them. But when he got to the pasuk of Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, over there, that pasuk is talking about what? Not love of Hashem, fear of Hashem. How are you supposed to fear Talmid HaChamim? Fear, why do you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he can punish you. So doesn't fearing Talmid HaChamim mean that you're afraid that they can punish you, which means that what? You're attributing to them what? Some sort of godliness. Kfirah. That's why he backed off, because he says, I can't tell you to fear Talmid HaChamim, because that means that perhaps we're attributing Elahut to them. Comes Rabbi Akiva and answers him, you don't have to back off. There's a certain fear of Talmid HaChamim that you can have that's not kfira, which is what? Says, Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'darash sha'ira mitalmid HaChamim ya'inyan echad mirat Hashem v'irat romemut v'amargish ahava v'irat klepei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'echreach margish gam klepei Talmid HaChamim sha'oskim b'torato. When you fear Talmid HaChamim as an extension of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just means what? You're in awe of them like you're in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not exactly the same, but by extension. And therefore, it's really one and the same with Yirat Hashem. No, Chalila. Not because they can punish, but just because they're in the business of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by that virtue, you know, when you're in the presence of Adam Gadol, you shiver, you shudder. That's an extension of Yirat Hashem. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yiratzon shenizkeh le'ahavat Hashem b'gimel ofanim elu b'shlemut kol mechayenu u'mi is doing its way dinam. I know. U'mi is lamdashem. U'mi da keneged mida k'shem she'anu ohavim et haKadosh Baruch Hu kach gam haKadosh Baruch Hu yahav otanu. Amen. Says it's a mirror image. Mida keneged mida. The same way we love and fear haKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem loves us back also. He doesn't fear us, but haKadosh Baruch Hu, the more love we have for Him, the more He has for us. We'll cut a little short today so that everybody can be acquainted. Rabotai, have a wonderful day and a productive zman.